A Cambridge man arrested on murder charges. Weather-wise, look for sunny skies today. However, a chance of showers and thunderstorms moving into the forecast. It is Saturday, July the 12th, 2008. From the ABC Newsroom, good morning. I'm Mike McKay. A murder suspect arrested in Cambridge on Wednesday. Bill Kassler has the story.
Detectives from the Cambridge Police Department arrested 33-year-old Howard Harper of Cambridge near his home on North 8th Street on Wednesday. He's been charged with murder and aggravated burglary in Muskingum County. Harper and another man, 45-year-old Tom Phillips of Coshocton, are both suspects in the murder of 43-year-old Darlie Dean Ross of New Concord. According to Detective Mike Ryan of the Muskingum County Sheriff's Office, Harper, Phillips, and Ross became involved in an altercation on May 24th in New Concord. Ross died from injuries sustained in the fight the next day. Both Harper and Phillips were indicted for murder by the grand jury on July 9th. Both will be arraigned in Muskingum County Common Pleas Court next week and are being held in the Muskingum County Jail. For ABC News, I'm Bill Kassler reporting.
Thank you, Bill. In other news this morning, yesterday, an 18-year-old Cambridge man confessed to burning a flag on July the 4th at the Cambridge VFW post. Jeffrey Powers has been charged with criminal damaging, that a third-degree misdemeanor. The suspect claims the incident was a random act of vandalism and that he has no problem or conflict with anyone associated with the VFW. Powers is scheduled to appear in Cambridge Municipal Court next week. A noted award-winning screenwriter and accomplished classical musician are paying a visit to Cambridge today. Humorist Jonathan Richard Kring and concert oboist Janet Clarzy, who was the first female conductor in the state of Tennessee, are spirited. They'll be at the Christ United Methodist Church in North Avenue in Cambridge starting at 11 o'clock this morning. What is spirited? Kring explains.
If you blended together a little Lake Wobegon with a little bit of Broadway show, mingled with a whole lot of comedy in it about life in these United States. And we just put it together. It lasts less than an hour, so you're in and out in less than an hour. And hopefully, one person last week said they leave feeling 10 years younger.
Now, admission to the event is free. However, there will be a free will offering taken during the presentation. Kring's light comedy, along with Clarzy's music, promises to enrich the heart and exalt the spirit. Again, they're appearing at the Christ United Methodist Church on North Avenue in Cambridge at 11 o'clock this morning. Well, the 104th annual Ohio Hills Folk Festival in its final day today at Quaker City. Festival highlights for today include carnival rides, music, fun, food, and the Queen's Parade at 4 o'clock. Also, a large fireworks display scheduled for dusk this evening. The annual New Concord Firemen's Festival also wrapping up today. Events for today in New Concord include games, a flea market, chicken dinner starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They're scheduled a kiddie tractor pull and a 5K run walk starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Also, this morning, there will be a Civil War funeral held tomorrow in Guernsey County. Our Jeff Reed explains.
The Guernsey County Veterans Council Honor Guard is having the military funeral for the Union soldier from Guernsey County. It'll be at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Old Cambridge Baptist Church at the corner of Route 209 and 660. There will be men in Civil War uniforms, and they'll have a 21-gun salute with rifles. This is the first event like this the Honor Guard has attempted. It's open to the public. Civil War buffs are encouraged to attend. Jeff Reed reporting for ABC News.
And finally, a couple of notes of interest to pass along. The Ohio Department of Transportation has announced that crews will be closing State Route 265 in Guernsey County just east of Quaker City on Monday for a slip repair. The road will be closed until September the 5th. And the Caldwell Water Department has announced they have lifted their boil advisory for Spruce Street and Miller Street west of the railroad tracks, as well as the boil advisory for North Street, West Street, and Main Street.